on Let's Talk About It today for this Friday, November 2nd, 2012. Joined in studio today by Jamestown College representatives, President Bob Badal and Richard Wallentine. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me in studio today. Glad to have you as part of the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are talking about several things going on. It's an exciting time as part of Jamestown College, and the Performing Arts Series is getting started here. And in addition, just before we even get started there, we wanted to certainly plug the theater department, as the Drowsy Chaperone got started last night and continues two more productions of that tonight and tomorrow as well. So let's begin with a little bit of that.
That's right. We had our opening night last night. Very well received. It's a very, very funny show. The audience very much enjoyed it, had a great time. And general tickets for that, I believe, are $10, which you can get through the Jamestown College box office. And there's two more nights, tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night, Saturday night at 7:30.
There you go.
Something not to be missed.
Yeah, it's a taste of Broadway here in Jamestown.
Exactly.
It's exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah, The Drowsy Chaperone, which back in 2006 when it went on Broadway, actually won the Tony Award for Best Book and Best Score. And yeah, like you said, the reception already from last night's performance has been great. Again, so once again tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. over at the Rylands Fine Arts Center right at Jamestown College. Tickets can be reserved by calling 252-3467. The extension for the box office is 5435. But in addition to the theater season, we've got the Performing Arts Series, and coming up this coming Friday, November 9th, we have got a very special guest coming in, world-renowned flutist and journalist Eugenia Zuckerman, who will be in the area again Friday night at 7:30. But prior to that, even there's some events going on this coming Thursday. So let's talk a little bit about that. We've got a luncheon, we've got a piano masterclass, and a pre-reception. So let's begin there, shall we?
Well, it's going to be a real pleasure to welcome Eugenia to Jamestown. I had the privilege of presenting her once before in my career when I was in Fargo-Moorhead, and when she was associated primarily with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra at that time. And she's an amazing performer, a very fine journalist for anybody who's a fan from CBS Good Morning Days, when she was really quite active doing feature stories on television. So we thought we can't just bring her to town to do a performance. We wanted her to share her multifaceted talents. So a luncheon's been set up. She's going to speak informally about some of her experiences as a journalist, which will be obviously of interest to our Mass Comm students, as well as to our faculty, staff, and to the community at large. Anybody that's a fan of Eugenia's should try to come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe Rick could give the details as to the time and everything.
Sure. The luncheon is next Thursday, the 8th of November, at 12 noon. It'll be in the lobby of the Ryland Fine Arts Center. And you can reserve a spot. The lunch is $8. But you can reserve a spot by calling me at the college, 252-3467-5026 is my extension.
Okay, all right, great. So a luncheon, and then also we've got a piano master's class, which is open to the public as well on that Thursday.
Yes, the pianist who's playing for Ms. Zuckerman in her concert is a lady who plays for the Manhattan Piano Trio, Milena Strozeva. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. Fantastic pianist, and she's going to work with some of our students and some students from Valley City State. And just work with them on their pieces and in a masterclass situation. And that will be in our choir room, room 143 in Ryland. And that's open to anyone, no charge. People can come and see what a professional masterclass is like. And then later on that afternoon, the Arts Center has graciously allowed us to come, and they're going to host, well, we're hosting at their gallery, a reception for Ms. Zuckerman and Ms. Strozeva. And the public can come and meet them, and also buy season tickets. You can still buy a season ticket for the entire season. It's still a great deal for $35, and we'll be on hand to sell those as well. And that's at about 6 p.m. down at the Art Center. We'll have some food and just kind of a nice time of sociability.
Mm-hmm. We've got other events coming up in February and in March. The Russell Peterson Jazz Quartet on February 22nd is performing, and then Silver Roots, a great chamber duo that'll be here on March 23rd.
Wow, that's great. So all sorts of great things, you know, coming to Jamestown College and yes. coming to the area. It's an exciting time, as many people know, for the Jamestown area, and Jamestown College is certainly right in the thick of things as far as that is concerned, as both of you very well know. How is the semester going along with both of you gentlemen? Oh.
Well, it is our busy time during the musical time. The students and the staff, we have a great choreographers this year. We have a couple of very talented students who've been working with the cast for weeks and weeks. Our costumer is the head of our nursing department, who is just amazingly talented. The costumes are brilliant. So we're all looking forward to the culmination of that over the next two nights. And then we're really, really excited about the series this year. And, of course, that is happening over the next week. And then we'll have the Christmas season upon us before we know it, and band and choir concerts and all kinds of things. So
it all just, you know, comes at once.
It's wonderful for the college to be presenting arts events on a continuing basis, and to know that the community is part of that is what binds the college and the community so closely, I think, and
exactly.
along with everything else that happens at the college with respect to either athletics or lecture programs or character development activities and so on. I mean, there are so many ways that we reach out here in Jamestown, and the community responds with their support, and we want them to really see this series as the continuation of the former community series that lasted here in Jamestown for so many years. That's what we're trying to do, is to keep that tradition alive and to keep the community involved. Because without the community, this program cannot prosper.
Exactly.
So we really want their involvement and support for Eugenia's concert this coming week. So we'll hope to see a lot of people there.
Certainly. And speaking with President Bob Badal from Jamestown College, as well as Rick Wallentine from Jamestown College as well, on Let's Talk About It Today on this Friday, November 2nd, current time 11:46. Glad to have you along on the broadcast, 1400 AM and 97.1 FM, streaming online at newsdakota.com. Again, it's the 2012 Performing Arts Series, which is kicking off this coming Friday, November the 9th, 7:30 p.m. World-renowned flutist and journalist Eugenia Zuckerman will be coming into town, but it doesn't just start on Friday. That's right, Thursday there will be a luncheon right around noon in the lobby of the Ryland Fine Arts Center. It's $8. It is open to the public. There will also be a piano masterclass that is open to the public as well. And on Thursday, a pre-reception at the Arts Center right around 6 o'clock. In addition to all of that, season tickets still available for the series, $35. And so that's just a great deal. You can contact Rick at, again, 701-252-3467. His extension is 5026. And again, reminding you as well, we got the theater season going in full effect. Already started up last night to great reception. The Drowsy Chaperone all set to go, 7:30 p.m. So gentlemen, anything else we'd like to discuss today while we're here? Still got another minute here.
Well, I was just going to say about the community involvement. I was telling Dr. Badal as we were driving up here, the community plays a big role in our musical every year. We have about 7 or 8 community members who have played with our orchestra for years and years now, and some of them drive from Bismarck, from Medina, from Fargo to come back and play with us. We have great talented students as well, but these folks value the programs at the college, and they give of their time, their gas money, everything to be a part of what we do. So that's great.
Yeah, it is. And the only thing I would add is Eugenia, having presented her in the past, I don't think I can think of a performer who relates as comfortably and in as exciting a way as Eugenia does with an audience. I think anybody who comes will see that is the case. She's a brilliant player and also a marvelously warm personality that the audience is going to very much enjoy.
Absolutely. An Emmy-nominated journalist and as well as an artist. For more than 25 years, she has been introducing viewers to the most outstanding creators in fine arts, music, dance, and theater. Be sure to check that out. Again, that is next Friday, November the 9th, at the Ryland Fine Arts Center right here in Jamestown. You can get all the information about all of these events. We'll have that up following the broadcast today on our website, newsdakota.com. You can also log on to Jamestown College's website. That's www.jc.edu for more information. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming in today and discussing some of the great things that are going on at the college and in the community. Thank you very much for being a part of the program today.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot.